February 16, 2005. It's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you. To the end of
Watt from Pedro show. That's Ricky Lee Jones with It Takes You There off her last album. That's myself on bass and Nels Klein on the guitar. Helping Ricky out. I think the drummer, Elvis Costello. Yeah, I can't remember his name.
Said Nels on the cover, huh?
Tall man. Yeah, Nels is on the cover of this month's Guitar Player magazine.
Right on.
It's great.
Yeah.
Call him a genius and stuff. Which is wild, huh?
That's sweet.
Yeah. Nels definitely is. Of course, to reckon with. It's great. I dig it much. We started off John Coltrane, along with Archie Shepp. The tune called One Down, One Up. I think it was Live at Newport. It just came out. Well, in this form. July 1965. God, we haven't done a show for a month.
Yeah. You said site works have backed up a little bit, huh?
Yeah, but they're flowing now.
Cool.
I think it's our 78th show.
Wow.
Today.
Got to start prepping for the big 100th anniversary show.
Yeah. Right. We're starting a new Jack Flanner's adventure.
Cool.
Dreams of Rio. And Brother Matt, you told me you're going to Brazil.
I like to think so. I think that might be a
plan.
I'd like to take off the whole summer and go. Those long trips, it's lame just to go for a little while. It's like the plane ride takes so long. Thailand, 3 weeks was cool to be there, but it would have been cooler being there a lot longer.
3 weeks is good, huh?
Yeah, it's good.
Especially better than a weekend.
It's good to get away. Yeah, it's better than a weekend, that's for sure. You got to take advantage of those school holidays.
So this is weird. We're on a Wednesday.
Yeah, we got all kinds of options. Day, night, morning, weeknights,
Wednesday, weekends. Thursday, now you're more open days.
So. Yeah, my week goes downhill now, so that's cool.
Cool. We're supposed to have some rain, but we got sun.
Yeah, sweet. It's
okay. Maybe some later this week, though. Yeah, I was pedaling this morning. God, it was orange and yellow.
Yeah, you've been getting some awesome pictures. Thanks for flowing those.
Get the pelican.
Yeah.
Can I see how big his feet were?
And you're right on the seal man with his harem.
And the buoy, that was the 1 mile buoy. I hadn't been out where I set off from the open sea. It was the first time in a while because it's hard in the yak and there's some waves. Swamp you. And I got out okay. Coming back, tide was way in the waves were breaking way up on the shore. So I got in almost pert near, maybe, you know, a few inches of water, and one got me, knocked me over, filled the yak with water, it weighed like a ton. But that's why usually I take off in the harbor and then go out through the Angel. But I flowed you them shots of the 1 mile buoy and the harem. I set out from the open sea. I went past, you know, they got that old remains of that dance club there up against the cliff. There's dudes conking.
Oh, yeah, it stinks like piss, yeah. Hardcore.
I saw some dudes in there. I was thinking, man, there's some heavy reek.
There's like 75 years or more of piss piled up in
so
there.
So many years have been recycled, returned to the earth.
What a shack, oceanfront property.
Cement too, so like the piss.
Where the grease meets the
really
beach.
Soak in.
Where the grease meets the beach.
Yeah, it's all painted up and stuff, but they were in there, you know, so I only saw them when I paddled right by. I was like, whoa, this dude's must be desensitized.
They probably smell worse than that.
So it's a relative thing.
That's cool. They got that little boardwalk plank sidewalk built
you can
up.
Get like, up to it.
Yeah, like someone in a wheelchair wouldn't normally get to trip on tide pools too much, but it gets out there pretty good.
Yeah. tide was so in, that little wall there was pretty near covered. Yeah. It's trippy how that is, different times of the month. Early in the morning, sometimes the tide's way out, mm-hmm. exposed. Sometimes it's way in close.
Here being
up to the wall at Royal Palms.
Yeah.
That club there. Dance club. Usually I'm able to sit there, you know, and look out at the water with the rocks. And it's all up against the wall. I can't even break it over the wall. I saw a couple dudes there last week in surfing yaks.
Oh, yeah?
They're only like 6 feet long. They look like little bobsleds. They have big, sloped up front. They got skags.
Wow.
Really thick fiberglass. And their paddles are roundish. They were wearing helmets.
Wow. That must be pretty fun.
Yeah, I'll follow you a shot. I got a shot of them. Like, one dude's almost on top of the dude. The other is his partner. Yeah, the guy was little, discombobulated, man. The dude almost mowed over the other dude. I got the shot right as he's coming. I mean, you know, there ain't really sand there.
Yeah.
It's rocks. Take me pounding.
Yeah.
Got so mudded out in the rainstorms.
Oh, yeah, it gets nasty. Everybody's drainage flow down there.
Well, yesterday in the harbor, there was a film on the water. The other thing, too, you know, I'm paddling out there, and there's garbage. And it's hard to paddle through it without wanting
it. Yeah, it gets thick after a little rain.
You know what I mean? To paddle past it, you have to be oblivious motherfucker.
Yeah.
So I end up fishing it in, and then when I land, I put it in the can. But you know what I mean? Just to fucking paddle through that crap.
Yeah, that's sick.
All kinds of stuff, man. But bottle of brake fluid. It's benzene. It's very foul. Oil cans.
Yeah, I worked at the Catalina Express when I'd be at the Long Beach port, where it would take off right by the Queen Mary after it ran. You get all the trash from L.A. coming down the L.A. River. It all just fill up. You can almost walk across the channel sometimes. So much crap.
Man, it's a heartbreak. I was going through the Angel's Gate and the Coast Guard cutter came and was coming through.
Kick up a mean wake.
Not too bad. It's the little sports boats. Because they don't have respect. They're cats, bigger boats. But anyway, when they came by me, you know, I looking at them, you know, check me out. You know, they're all giving me the hard-ass look. I wish they'd talk to me or something, get to know me, and not think I'm just some crazy man taking pictures of, you know, weird
stuff.
Oh,
yeah, they think you're...
Cause damage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're all, like, 12 of them were on the rails just staring me down. You know, and I waved at him. I was like, hi. Nope. No acknowledgement. Just mean-ass hard looks.
Yeah, you're a potential terrorist until they decide you're not a terrorist
they
yet.
They should talk to me or something. Just stare me down.
Stink eye.
God, it's a creepy feeling, you know. You don't know what's in their mind when you could kind of take a guess.
Uniform and the guns give a little hint.
Yeah. I mean, they were... It was some sour ass looks. Why are you here in the crack of dawn? So, there's a bunch of tugs towing barges. Man, some biggies. Tents. I guess a lot of it goes to Catalina. I think they get their water from there.
They have water. They got a little natural, they got a little desalinization plant, but they need some more. I don't think they get it all from that.
Yeah, because one of them looked like a big tank. Maybe fuel gets sent there, too.
Yeah, they do. They get everything. Because otherwise they don't have anything
sometimes
but buffalo and goats.
Sometimes I see barges with semi-truck.
Yeah, they get like the Vons market dudes will take a couple trips over each week because they got to get their stuff. Yeah, I went over there Christmas time. It was great when it was still nice and hot.
Yeah.
No tourists.
No people.
Yeah.
That's the times I've been there is December.
Yeah.
You go there in the summer and it's zoo rock so bad.
Yeah, it's nuts. Well, it was fun when I worked on the boat, though, because everyone's going on vacation, so that was a fun job.
To be in Avalon.
Oh, yeah, it's a zoo.
I mean,
and everyone just walks up and down, up and down the street, sit on the wall.
And, you know, throw my barracho.
Yep.
That's what a lot of the locals do, too.
Yeah, not much else to do.
Was it Cat I Know, a friend of Joe Burns or something? Scott Worley.
Oh, yeah, they were living
there
for
a while. Yeah, he was a cook over there, and his family had to go get him because he was so soused.
So you just jammed with Joe Boone, huh? And Tony?
Joe Boone and Tony Saturday. I jammed with him 3 hours.
Cool.
I'd like to tell Joe little beats to do, you know, so he wouldn't just play the same thing. You know, last time we jammed was a year ago almost.
Wow.
And Joe, he hadn't done it in so long, you know, with the trap kit. And he had huge-ass blisters and stuff. So this time, took it easy, and he got sore in his muscles, but at least it didn't get the heavy-ass blisters. And this time we had Tony play a little.
Just wailing the whole time?
Yeah,
3 hours worth of wailing?
But we made him play a little cleaner sound, because he gets all the effects going. You can't tell what he's doing.
He flies.
He does. Without stop, man. It's like constant wail. Okay, we got some live cat beef heart via brother Matt. Tell me about this. Where did you get this?
I took a bunch of old CDs down to Fingerprints in Belmont Shores.
I
got like over 300 bucks for some stuff I never listened to. So
that's a good store.
Yeah, it's cool independent spot.
Yeah,
and so I got to pick up a few new things, and I saw that Captain Beefheart there with the Indiglo, and I said, "This is mine."
It's cool. It's a lot of stuff from 70s. Like 72 to 80.
Comes with postcards.
So it's not really Magic Band, as, you know, like Trop Mask, but it's good bands. I saw the 1980 tour at knee surgery. I was in a cast. Anyway, this is the song that Bob Lee's band, it was actually John Wall's band, probably played drums in, took their name after. Orange Clawhammer.
The cloud called a passenger's tail, matched the blue on a rail. The old Pavarch is just pulling through. And a man were a pig laid forever. I'm on the farm where the hobos run. Their grace with filthy chatter. Oh, I don't care, there's no place there. I don't think it even matters. My clothes blazing through and my clothes and skin blazing through and my clothes are in two, and my skin's blazing through, and my clothes in tatters. And the railroad looks like a Y off the hill of letters. One shoe fell on the gravel, one stick poked down. Gray of age fell down on a pair of ears. An eagle shined through my whole watch pocket. Gingham girl, baby girl, passed me by in tears. And a jackrabbit raised his folded ears. A beautiful sagebrush jackrabbit. And an Oriole sang like an orange. His breast full of worms, and his tail clawed the evening like the hammer. And my rain can taught me a cup of water, and his wings took air when I got into town. I just now. Your horse, old butter. I'm a roundhouse man. I once was your father. Come, little one, with your little dimpled fingers, give me one. And I'll buy you a cherry phosphate. Take you down to the foaming brine and water. And show you the wooden kiss on the dust with a pole out of full sail. Then tipping away your pink leg, father. I'm a roundhouse man, I once was your father. I'm a Shanghai hat beaver, mustache man, and his pirate friend. I woke up in vomiting beer in a banana bin, with a salt glass with brown skin. Barbie seven babies, with snapping black eyes and beautiful lemony skin. And here it is, I'm with you, my daughter. 30 years away can make a seaman's eyes, a roundhouse man's eyes, blow out water, salt water.
Loneness enfolds me like a army of sandwich ants. There is no mustard on the sandwich, no ketchup, no mayo. Margarine is margarine, and what's loner than margarine on white with a side of? Ants hate margarine, will not eat it. Ants are gray, and their families are shingles on the walls of hotels in Zurich, the gray city. I'm so lone I could croak of loneness, and the ants would, they'd sleep, perchance too. Actually, loneness enfolds me like Miss Haruko's gummy aperture on my prong. Here comes the night. Thank you.
When Uncle Kyle says,
it's time to go to bed, it's time to brush your teeth now too. You better go to bed, you better brush your teeth, you better not ask for food. When Uncle Kyle says, it's time to hit the hay, you don't carry on the way you do. Tell the bed bugs no, let the sweet dreams grow in your head like Uncle Kyle says. Cause he won't doesn't mean he would do as he say and not as he do. So when Uncle Carl says, shake the feathers from your head, rise and shine, let the sun come through. When the day has shown, it could be the last one, and we've got a lot of living to do. When Uncle Carl says, it's morning time again. Oh, 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 oh. Pop your chest up proud. Wrap a gavel like the next time, dude. Baba like a lamb, rower like a lion can, grow your drop like a billy goat kid. Then Uncle Kyle says, look at what the light did. Now go across the land like wind, go through another town, sing along out loud. Oh, my nephews and nieces. Oh, we look well, we look right. Says, is everybody fed? Does anybody need a restroom? You'd better act fast. He's paying for the gas. We've gotta hit the road now soon. When Uncle Kyle says, the drums are sounding dead, we'd better get those things in tune. But the only reason left to be out tonight is to do we rock this room. Time clock knock, think of everything we've got, play it loud so our eardrums ring. When Uncle Kyle says, hold up just a minute, I've got something in my eye, then the song should stop, but the beat should drop just as soon as I give my pigeon from yonder, twinkle like a light year star. We look loud, we look bright. We stayed out so late last night, singing through our songs with all our might. So we give and gave to the brightness of the light.
What from Pedro Show? That was Little Wings. Kyle there. Kyle Field. Cap from San Luis Obispo. I met him at the Altamars party back in December. I played with Georgie. And really nice cat. He just wrote me an email from Japan. I think he's in Australia now. On tour. Trippy cat. His papa's a big football coach. So all this pressure. You know, he's kind of a tall guy. So, and he's really a sensitive guy, you know.
Those jock dads and the artist kids.
Yeah, probably big disappointments for his pop. But hey, pop, tough luck. Gotta be your own man.
Yep.
And Kyle plays bass. It's a trip. He knew a lot about Double Nickels and stuff. Younger guy, but very interesting person. Cool guy. Before that, we had The Cosmos by Sun Ra. Before that, Richard Meltzer with Moro Sashi. Zashi. There's a Z in there. Moro Sashi. Let's book a word for you. And we started off with Orange Clawhammer. Cat Beefheart doing some spoken word. Something live. What was that from? London? I think so.
The Purple Box.
Thing here. No. Knebworth. 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 Somewhere in England.
Yeah, Knebworth, I think.
Knebworth?
I think so.
Okay.
I think it's like Knob.
Yeah. Yeah, Knob has a whole other meaning over there. Like I was, the Iggy sound man is Rick Hard, a very sweet guy. And, you know, I was calling him the Knob Man. And it don't translate. You don't want to be the Knob Man. By the way, Iggy called me. He says, some end of May, Portugal, Spain.
Oh, Barcelona. Cool.
Barcelona.
Cool.
And Lisbon. We were supposed to do that the last gig of the summer tour, but it got cut, so we're going to make it up.
So when does that happen?
With Paul, to take over for Pete, second man, along with Raul, do the Europe tour of the second man middle stand piece. You were talking about Mike Muscarella.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Cat who works for Disney, but... For a little side project.
Yeah, that's cool. You're making some cool things.
Asked me if I can do a video of Bell Sand in there. Saw it Sunday. It was intense. All this Pedro stuff.
Yeah.
All shot in Pedro. Petra came in. In fact, we had all the people from the record. Jer on the drums, Pete on the organ, and Petra. Petra's about to tour. Well, she's doing something with this Portland band called Decembrists. A little tour with them. And then she's getting her own band ready to do. The Who Sellout.
Oh, sweet.
Comes out on the 22nd.
Bitchin'.
So, less than a week now. Pete Townsend really likes it. I did an interview yesterday, Boston Globe or something, they were talking to me. The reporter read me the thing that Pete wrote, saying it reminded him of John Entwistle putting his vocals, his harmonies to Pete's vocal on I Can See for Miles. He said everybody always thought it was the guitar and the drums, but always in his mind it was the singing that made him think of John.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, he's really into it. A lot of people are tripping on it. You know, and the way it started, right, I just asked her to do it. She didn't even, haven't even heard of that record. But for me and Dee Boone, it was so special. And the way she indulged me in doing that. But she's getting a band. I think she's got six or seven ladies. Like
wow-wee.
You know, to do all the parts that she sang.
Oh, so that's going to be awesome.
It's going to be an a cappella band.
That'll be great.
Yeah,
she did such an awesome interpretation of it. It's
good. Yeah. And that little 8-track I gave her. Never had an idea we were going to put it out as a record, or bar none is the way that's putting it out. And She's so musical. She's such a talent. Lucky to have people like that in my life. Nels. Wow. So, Pat's busy with stuff coming up, which is great, because she's had some struggles that she's going to endure and overcome. Let's see, right what I got here. Oh, yeah, record that's going to come out with me and Georgie and Joe Baiza on it, called The Unknown Instructors. Played some songs before. This poet from Toledo, Dan McGuire, put it together, recorded it in Pedro about a year and a half ago. And here's a song called Punk Is Whatever We Made It To Be, bought from Pedro Show.
Sirius is a heart attack. Makes me feel this way. No device to measure. I mean, what I'm trying to say, how can I express, let alone possess? As the revolution cries, the time is near. I could feel my bones. I could see with my eyes. Can't avoid it. Can't agree. As the revolution cries. Of 500,000. These are the figures of our involvement in French Indochina. Executive order. Congressional decision. The working classes are manipulated. Are these our policies? 10 long years. Not one domino shall fall. I don't want to hurt. See, my position was, here I mean as it was, I was. So this led to the downfall of man. Seconds feel hours. I make certain my head is separate from my body. No hope? See, that's what gets me guns. Big fucking shit. Right now, man. On the back of a winged horse. Through the sky, pearly gray. Love is sweet like you and me, baby. Twinkle, twinkle. Blah, blah, blah. Caught by a camera, taking a shutter speed. My neck's in a knot, 2 beads at the end. The bolt cutter closed, my head rolls again. Trapped in your snare, voices fly at me. Snap like a tiger strikes in a snake. Feel like a poker in someone's fireplace. A word war will set off the keg. My words are war. Should a word have 2 meanings? What the fuck for? Should words serve the truth? I stand for language. I speak for truth. I shout for history. I am a cesspool for all the shit that run down it. Let the product sell itself. Fuck advertising and commercial psychology. Psychological methods to sell should be destroyed.
Psychological methods to sell.
Because of their own blind involvement and their own conditioned closed minds, the unit bonded together. Morals, ideas, awareness, progress. Let yourself be heard. Nature without man. The boundary, the border of right and wrong. The care of the self. Freedom. Feeling the criminal. The Pied Piper. It's the heart and mind. What can be romantic to Mike Watt? He's only a skeleton. His body's a series of points. No height, length, or width. In his joints, he feels life. His strongest connection. Between yelling and sleep, pain is the toughest riddle. He's chalk. He's a dartboard. His sex is his disease. He's a stop sign. List monitors arrive with petition. Iron-fisted philosophy. Is your life worth a painting? Girl versus boy with different symbols. Being born is power. Scout leader Nazi tag is big sin. Your wrist chains me hostage. Me fighting with my head.
am not ambiguous. I must look like a dork, be naked with textbook poems, spout fountain against the Nazis with weird kinds of symbols for sex and speeches that are big damn thumps. If we heard mortar shells, we'd cuss more in our songs and cut the guitar solos. So dig this big crux. Organizing Boy Scouts for murder is wrong. 10 years beyond the big sweat point, man. It was still there, ever without you, coming back around. Look, coming together for just a second. A peak against the wholeness. It's way too big. As I look out over this beautiful land, I can't help but realize. What of other people who don't have what I have? They're victims of my leisure. To fail is to be a victim. To be a victim of my choice. Number 7 on the chump list. Playing stooge. Eating shit. Using that as a reason for kicking shit on the dumb fucks. We are cuss words. Nearly illiterate. Dedicated to fighting toadies. In the tombs of Enoch, in the Queen's chamber, she lived guarding the holy cubit, God-given accuracy, measuring untold prophecies, how she loved that sacred inch. The people will survive.
What from Peter
yeah,
Show.
Yeah, fuck yeah. It's bitching.
That's the Unknown Instructors. Album out soon on Smogvale out of Cleveland.
Cool.
We're going to do the same thing soon with the singer of Peruva.
Oh, awesome.
David Thomas. Coming on the end of the first hour Watt for Pedro show. Hold tight for hour 2. February 16th, 2005. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Yeah. worst practice ever. I didn't even have a brain. It was the worst practice ever. Marimba fire won't jam again. How come it sucked?
Show. That was Dan Jones and the worst practice ever. Before that, we had one of the worst practices ever. Garbage Island with Right Zeros to Drive. And we start out the second hour with Sad Case Number 32 by Backbiter. That was Bob Lee, Mr. Bob Lee on the drums. Throwing out some jams. Anyway, it's now my privilege and honor to bring aboard Brother Matt for another edition of the Spin Cycle.
Thank you.
Music! Music!
strange and weird. Celebrate. Now we'll celebrate. Now we'll celebrate so that the whole house shakes.
Thank you. boy with 100 hands, came groping through the dark and stumbled upon the light you gave out. Fell gently into your arms. One hand it held the earth, another stood the sea. One hand did you a key and said, "We've come to set you free." You're better than the world you live in, the gossips and the clowns. Deep in your darkest dungeon singing, so no one can hear a sound, so no hand can come to pick you up, and no hand can pull you down.
What from Pedro show? That was the Book of Knots, Tony Mamone's project. People like John from the Mekons. Had a whole bunch of cats play on this kind of thematic thing where they centered around nautical stuff. And that song was called Tugboat. It's a big book of credits. Not a book. More like a poster. So, who was the singer there? You thought it was Cher. Right?
Yeah, it was a Cher moment.
Carla Kilstead.
Right on, Carla.
Matthias Bossi on the drums, Brandon Seabrook on banjo. Oh, I thought that was Manolin. Tony played the bass, Joel Hamilton on guitar. Pretty righteous.
Yeah, that's cool.
And he was just in town. He played bass for the guy who used to be lead guitar player for Guy by Voices. And he's got a project going where he's having people make tunes about different things. He gave me a track where he played like fuzz bass with a battery, like a slide. And he said, I want you to riff on like the flats part of Cleveland, this old burned out industrial in Pedro. Pedro to Cleveland.
Yeah, me and Wasco did that Pedro to Cleveland
know,
30 days that
time. Maybe Tony was at the root page. So he says, how much you wrestle bass? So I put like four or five basses on there and some spiel.
Cool.
He's got a studio in Brooklyn. He's cool people. Play bass in Caribou. 70s,
oh, yeah, yeah.
80s. Before that, we had Crooked Fingers with Boy with 100 Hands. And it sounded like little Neil Diamond.
The Mega Hindu.
And right after Brother Matt's Spin Cycle Righteous.
Cool, thanks. Thanks.
We had the Ergs from New Jersey doing a Crimony song.
Yeah, that was
one
cool.
That Paul Rossler wrote called Vampire Party. There's a Crimony EP, six song EP that the song is from. Yeah, it was a trip when I heard that. Well, looks like we're coming to the end of the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show. That was pretty much a music hour there. Only some spiel here at the end, but that's what it called for.
So Jack's coming back.
Yeah, hold tight for hour three because Jack is back. February 16th, 2005. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show. Here's part one. A New Adventure with Jack. Part one. Of Dreams of Rio.
Jack Flanders. In Dreams of Rio.
Dreams of Rio.
Coca-Cola,
right.
Cherry Coke?
No.
Caffeine free?
No, just...
Diet?
No, just Coke.
Caffeine diet cherry free Coke?
No, Coke. You got it? Just Coke.
New?
No, old. As old as you...
Ah, classic.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, God. Life's decisions have come down to this.
Romantic Rio. The tropical breeze. Romantic Rio. The tropical moon. Romantic Rio. Sugarloaf, Flamingo, Copacabana, Ipanema.
What? I'm sinking.
Hey, get up. Come on.
Yes?
You all right?
Look, I've been in this mall since Wednesday.
Wednesday?
I can't get out.
Wednesday was an historic day.
It was?
On Wednesday, all the malls across America connected.
Did?
They merged into one gigantic, endless mall.
You mean America has only one shopping mall?
America is one shopping mall.
Look, you mean we've been...
Yes, mauled from stem to stern.
But isn't there anywhere where...
No.
But...
No.
Well, Central America.
We're working on it.
South America?
As soon as they clear the land.
How do I get out of here?
There's nothing out there.
Huh?
Parking. That's all that's left.
Just parking?
Romantic Rio. Picture, postcard, pretty. Romantic Rio.
Ah, the food?
Outstanding. Romantic Rio.
The city that is too vibrant to stand still.
Gregoria.
Si?
That's nice, but I need more conviction, you know, from the heart.
From the heart?
Right.
The city that is too vibrant to stand still.
How do I get out of here?
Pick a number.
Do I have to?
Yeah, pick a number. Come on, give me the number.
36?
There's no 36. There's a symbol 1 to 35. Now give me the number.
3?
Yeah, enjoy the movie.
This screen is smaller than my TV.
Hold still.
Huh?
Don't move.
What? Ow!
Got him. Oh. Max Squido. Here, wipe off the blood.
Listen, I can't find my way out. Would you? Huh? Sugarloaf, Flamingo,
Copacabana, Ipanema.
Real?
Oh, yeah. They call me Short Top Detroit, Private Eye.
Jack Flanders.
Ever been to Rio?
No.
Nice place, if like he says.
Is it?
Yeah, in the Amazon. Oh, the Amazon. They have spiders a foot across. They can swim the rivers.
A foot of... I'm starving. Why do I have this sudden craving for a burger?
Yeah? Pizza Hutter got me a couple of days ago.
You'll have to excuse me.
Just fastened onto me. I was eating pizza till it was coming out of my ducts.
An exotic diamond twinkling in the tropics.
Gregorio.
See?
That's nice, but it's...
More heart?
Well...
More lips? More liver?
Women should swoon when they hear your voice.
Swoon?
Burger.
McDLT, Big Mac, quarter pounder, cheeseburger,
just a
hamburger.
McDLT,
Big Mac, quarter pounder, cheeseburger,
a Big Mac.
Okay.
Thanks.
Oh, I'd love to go to Rio. The tropical moon reflecting across the tropical ocean. It must be as romantic as they. Oh, Dios, I can't stand it.
Excuse me there. Excuse me, miss, I hate to bother you, but that's disgusting. I mean, you're what? Kissing the radio and touching the and sort of running your tongue along the... if I were you, I would keep my tongue in my mouth. But, you know.
Gregorio.
Swoon?
Swoon in ecstasy.
Ecstasy? Sí.
Mauling the jungle?
The Amazon? No, no, that jungle is so big.
Huh? How big is it?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that question. You take the U.S. from the Mississippi to the Pacific. That's the size of just the jungle.
So you really like Rio?
Rio is a wonderful place. Cheap, too.
Is it?
Yeah, you ought to go to Rio. The women, Ipanema, those bikinis. Oh, yeah.
Go to Rio? I can't even get out of this mall.
You could. You could do me a little favor. There's a little something I need picked up, a little thing, it's a little statue. Can't get away, I can't get away, but it's a free trip to Rio. You know, maybe just a little jaunt up the Amazon.
Rio?
Yeah. It's just a little figure, maybe a foot high, stone or something. You get to Rio, you go to the Americana Hotel, you ask for Paolo Pompadora. You can't miss him. He's got dark, wavy hair. He'll be waiting for you in the lobby.
Yeah, but how do I get out of here?
Well, here's where we are,
yeah.
And there's the exit.
Rio.
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 Mm. Rio, Rio.
Mm. Rio.
Rio, Rio, Rio.
Ay, Rio.
Rio.
Rio. Rio. Rio, Rio, Rio.
Rio.
Rio. What's really happening?
Yeah, it's great. They get these two caterpillar bulldozers, D8s. With this 40-ton anchor chain between them, they can clear 25 acres of jungle in an hour. They level everything.
Then what?
And then after it dries, they torch it.
Is that true?
It's all true.
Said it was. Everything I thought it would be. Now, actually, it's even more beautiful than I imagined. Yes?
Jack Flanders?
That's right.
I am Paolo Pompadora.
Ah, you want to meet about the statue?
Yes, but not on the telephone.
Where?
In the lobby of the Hotel Americana.
All right. What time?
7 o'clock.
7 is fine.
I will be wearing a white suit with a red carnation.
How unusual.
I beg your pardon?
7. Look at that mountain. I've seen pictures of Sugarloaf all my life, and there it is.
Estelio espectacular.
And over there, Corcovado with the giant statue of Christ.
Rádio Tupi FM.
And the ocean.
96.5 megahertz.
And the beach. And
Rio de Janeiro.
Good grief. Look at those things. It's what they warned me about, all right. Incredible Brazilian bikini. Well, I think it's time for a stroll on the beach. I can't believe what I'm seeing. Or nuts. Why, they barely exist. Is this a dream? What a place. What a place. Dun. Oh, that was a great movie, wasn't it? da. Paolo Pompadoro. He's probably a little man with a big haircut. Oh, there he is, slicing through the crowd. He has the most attractive woman with him. Senor Pompadour, I presume.
Mr. Flanders, yes?
Yes.
My associate, Carla Davila.
Carla.
O senhor fala português?
Português? No, I'm afraid not.
Que pena. Ele até que é bacana.
Bacana de 10, hein?
No Clube Monte Líbano. Única apresentação. Abertura com o Grupo Ira. Seals and the Beaches no Brasil. Ingressos à venda somente nas lojas.
Do you like women from Rio? De carioca?
I've never seen so many beautiful women.
Or seen so much of so many, eh? You Americans, I know you cannot believe what you are seeing, am I right?
You will have seen our new bikini.
Oh, yes.
Do you like what you see?
Well, what little there is to see is very nice.
We call it Fio Dental.
Huh?
Dental floss.
Tell me about the statue.
What did Shortop tell you?
Well, the statue is made of stone and it's about 2 feet high.
That's all?
That's it.
Then you know essentially nothing?
Right. Where did the statue come from?
We believe it may have come from Peru. It was found in an Indian village in the state of Amazonas.
And?
It was purchased from the Indians.
Why did the Indians have a Peruvian statue?
Who knows?
No one asked?
The tribe is no longer accessible. They were moved from their own protection.
Protection from what?
Precious minerals were found in that area.
So that's where the mines are now.
The official policy is to gradually integrate the Indians into Brazilian society.
Well, is it possible to visit them?
No, it takes months, 3-4 months to get permission from the government.
They are protected by the army.
I see. Well, that's nice. Statue's being kept here.
It arrived last night from Belém.
Wait here for just a moment.
Did you see that movie?
No, but I would like to.
It has arrived. Come on, come on. Where are we going now?
I don't know. Just follow Paolo.
Follow Paolo.
Okay.
Are you unhappy?
Well, I'm burnt out.
Do you like Rio de Janeiro?
I love it.
Why are you unhappy?
Maybe because I regret that I didn't come here years ago. It's an awfully big box. Small statue, isn't it?
You know what they say, small statues come in big boxes. No, it's well packed. Feel something. Here it is.
That's it?
That's it.
Pero,
Grotesca, grotesca, grotesca.
Well, it's just a big stone head.
Collectors are crazy. What can I say?
Paulo, do you think the Indians actually used to worship this...
Feia pra chuchu.
Exactly.
It served a function in the tribe.
Pass this up again.
Como é que é?
Embrulha-se de novo, cara.
Ah, ok.
Do you find Rio de Janeiro as romantic as you imagine?
How did you know I imagined anything?
Americans imagine everything.
All right. I did imagine Brazilians as romantic people.
Are you disappointed?
No.
Are you freezing?
Yes.
Would you like to go dancing?
What about the rock back there?
Oh, don't worry. The head will be delivered to your hotel. Enjoy yourself. Ciao.
Ciao? But what about the customs papers for that thing? How am I supposed to carry it?
No problem. A gente dá jeitinho. Tomorrow we'll talk. Have fun while you
You like the samba?
Huh?
I know a club in Copacabana. Tonight there is a wonderful samba band.
You like?
What?
I said, you like?
Yes, very nice.
What?
Very nice.
Good. Are you thinking about that grotesque head?
What?
Grotesque statue.
I was wondering what it's supposed to be, besides grotesque, you know.
I know someone, an expert, or whatever you call, who knows a great deal about Indian art.
Who?
His name is Professor Klaus Vargas.
Vargas?
His mother is from Germany, and his father is gaúcho, from Rio Grande do Sul.
Oh, Vargas.
He's at his national museum. Jack?
What?
You are not happy here.
I'm fine, really. I've always wanted to hear the Beatles sung in Portuguese.
Halfway up to Sugarloaf, there is a boat.
A boat? Wonderful.
We change cable cars here.
Oh, great.
Why are you so unhappy?
Well, you've heard of jet lag?
Yes.
I'm suffering from mall lag. You know, being mall.
So? What are you looking for?
Lost meaning of life.
That was a very funny movie.
Huh?
Monty Python.
Monty Python's The Meaning of Life.
I especially like where the fat man in the restaurant ate so much, first he threw up on people. Then he
called them. That was very funny.
You like
it. Yes. It was a memorable moment in my life. Carla, you asked me what I was looking for. What is it you want?
I want to be rich.
Rich and famous, huh?
No, just rich.
Well, that's... Oh, good grief. Look how high up we are.
Isn't Rio de Janeiro beautiful at night?
It really is the most beautiful city in the world.
This is what you see during Carnival.
Great costumes.
Fantasias.
I've always been fond of fellas.
It's a time sample of the samba school.
It's a lot different from our school.
During Carnival, some schools parade with 4,000 dancers.
4,000? One school?
You must see Carnival.
When is it?
I don't know. If you want, I look up.
Oh, I won't be here that long.
We'll see.
Vou cantar-te nos meus versos, meu Brasil, samba que dá para o mundo, bambolear é Brasil.
Is that all you karaokes do here, dance the night away?
You think too much, Jack. But who knows? Você sabe onde o sapato se aperta.
Brasil, brasileiro.
Hey, driver, that's my hotel. Hey, stop!
Hey, chauffeur, para aqui!
Ok, madame, ok.
Jack, I hope things work out for you. That you'll find what you are looking for.
Well, I hope you get rich.
Oh, yes, I will.
Where are you staying?
No Hotel Americana, quarto 56.
Hmm?
Oh, at the Americana Hotel, room 56.
Thanks for the tour. Good night.
Boa noite. Good night.
Meu Brasil, brasileiro.
Hey, Paula, put this thing in my room. Well, let's see what Brazilian TV looks like. Hey, wait a minute. I thought they nailed that crate shut. Are you still in there? Same old ugly head. I hate to say this, but you sure aren't disappointing. How'd you like to sit on the TV, huh? For some reason, you look just right there. It's 3 hours later than New York here. The head is leaning forward. I think it's going to topple off. Oh, boy. Uh-oh. It's cracked open. Hey, there's something inside. Oh. What is this thing? It's a clear stone. I'd like the room of Paolo Pompadoro.
Momentinho. Paolo Pompadoro has checked out.
Checked out? What, did he leave a forwarding address?
Momentinho. No.
Oh, okay. Connect me to room 56. Cinquenta it says.
56. Momentinho.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak with Carla Davila?
Tá maluco?
Yes, this is Jack Flanders.
It's 3 a.m.
I'm sorry, but it's important I speak to Carla.
I am Carla Davila.
Are you sure?
Vai te vagabundo, de louco pago, não tem o que fazer.
To be human? I don't think so.
What from Pedro show? So, part one of Jack Flanders and Dreams Are Real. Pretty trippy beginning. Looks like Jack's in for another. All right. But it should be interesting and a lot of mind-blow things on the way. There's Jack. Well, if you've been listening to these adventures of his, you realize that, well, you come to understand that he realizes that he has the answer all along. He just has to go on this journey to figure that out. Kind of a metaphor for life for us all. The only thing new is you finding out about it. So, some sad news. Last week, Jimmy Smith passed. Great, great organ player. So we're going to play you a piece here he did called The Sermon. Not only performed it, but he also wrote it. Recorded this the year I was born, 1957. So much respect to Jimmy Smith. Rest in peace, brother. Not for Peter, sure. Thank you. Mr. Jimmy Smith. Much respect. We got Steve McKay here. Something he did with the Radon guys a couple years ago. Fought for Pedro show.
Thank you.
What from Pedro show? It was WACO with entitled cartoon theme. Very descriptive title.
Yeah, it hit the nail on the head.
Well, it's a soundtrack to a movie called Wig Rodeo that they did. Remember Heather? She's in Waco.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Is it Waco? Yeah, she calls it Waco. But they got periods. Must be an acronym. Way after constipation obliterates.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And before that, we had Steve McKay with Cachemar de Sate, the Radon folks. Yeah, back at the beginning of January, played with Steve McKay at Banyan up in San Francisco.
Oh, cool.
We had him on stage with us at, what was it called? 12 Galaxies. Found out where that name came from. There's been a guy, a Korean ethnic cat, who's protested many years on the street where the club is. And always some new conspiracy, but the thing that's always consistent is 12 Galaxies are behind it. So they named the club after this guy. And in fact, he came in right before we went on stage. I got to meet him.
Oh, cool.
Had a sign. I didn't realize what was up until I was explained to
yeah, sure.
Later. But Steve McKay played both sets with us, and the band guys really liked him. Well, Nels knew him. But I think it was first time for Perk, and for sure for Willie. And Willie played, you know, on the trumpet player, played right next to him. And then I played on the side because Calvin Newborn was with us, and he played over on Nell's side because Watt's too loud. But the horn players didn't mind me blasting them.
That's cool. Any more Banyan gigs coming up?
March 4th, Deep Piazzas.
Cool.
But we don't have time for a lot because me and Nell's are gone. Perk's been working with this new band called Power Room or Panic Room or something.
Yeah, I read something about that.
It's him and Dave Navarro, and then the guy in the last version of James on bass, Chris Chain. So I don't know what they're like.
Rock.
Yeah, it's probably rocking. Perk called me yesterday morning to tell me about it. So we did get to record a little bit with Calvin day before the San Francisco game. Well, Fairfax. Yeah, we played a little town, Marin County, not even an hour away from San Francisco. No. It was a neat little trip.
It's like the end of the BART, right? BART end around there.
It's like just west of San Rafael. Marin County. And Steve is playing his brains out. It was great. It was really great, and he liked the experience too. He never had seen Banyan.
Oh, cool.
Playing with these Radon guys, they're younger people up in the Bay Area that he plays with, and they're an improvisational collective. They've got European connections. Steve's toured via them in Portugal and stuff. Wow, we're coming to the end.
Yeah, right there.
Another Watt from Pedro show, the February 16th, 2005 edition. Brother Matt, thank you so
all
much.
Yeah, right, sure, thank you.
Essential assist. And creative spins with your cycle.
Cool. Thanks.
Be back with part two of Jack Flanders and His Dreams of Reno and a whole bunch of other music coming up in a week. We are trying to be as regular as we can until I have to go away on tour again. But like I always like to say, keep your powder dry.